USA Radio News.
A vote on immigration is expected later this week. Ryan Patrick is a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Texas. He explains some of the misconceptions that you're hearing out there in the media.
The Department of Justice, my office, is not involved at all with people who present themselves at a port of entry, at one of the bridges, to claim asylum legally. We are getting referrals from Border Patrol and other agencies who catch people who are crossing the border illegally. They can then make their asylum claim or any other claim that they believe they have after their prosecution. But the zero tolerance policy that was rolled out back in April by the Attorney General says that all people are to be treated equal under the law, which is we will take all cases referred to us by Border Patrol where there's probable cause to prosecute them.
This afternoon, President Trump will be participating in a roundtable on protecting American jobs in Duluth, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Volvo opened a new plant in South Carolina today. Now, the plant will employ over 3,900 jobs and will make up to 150,000 cars per year. The U.S. CEO of Volvo talked about why a plant in America made sense.
I would say we have a strategy to build where we sell. We are growing in U.S., plus 41%. And then in this area, you have the suppliers, you have a great port. And that is important for us because we go to export cars.
Earlier this week, the World Health Organization said that compulsively playing video games now qualifies as a new mental health condition. What are some things that parents should be looking for? Darby Fox is a child and adolescent therapist. She has some tips to know if your child may be playing video games too much.
It's a problem if it's interrupting your daily activity. What we would say, if it's an addiction, it's loss of control, or you crave it, you have to do it. And even if there's an adverse consequence, you can't stop yourself. You go ahead.
This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz answered questions on Capitol Hill yesterday. I want you to hear a portion of this as this went viral, the exchange he had yesterday between Horowitz and Congressman Trey Gowdy.
One of the last times I spoke with Director Comey was in a committee hearing. We had a pointed exchange on what I thought was the FBI making decisions based in part on politics. And he, in his typically sanctimonious way, told me that he disagreed. He said the men and women of the FBI do not, quote, give a hoot about politics. Unfortunately, and I use that word intentionally, unfortunately, he was dead wrong. There were agents and attorneys at the FBI who gave a lot more than a hoot about politics. There's Andy McCabe, the former deputy director and acting director of the FBI, an agency which investigates and charges others for making false statements. Himself accused of making false statements and showing a lack of candor. I think I recall, perhaps someone can correct me, but I think I recall some of my Democrat colleagues falling over themselves to offer a job to Andy McCabe when he was let go for making false statements and for a lack of candor. But those same colleagues apparently weren't hiring. They didn't have any openings when others in a related investigation called Russia were charged with the same offense.
There is more of that. If you are interested in checking out YouTube, you can find that. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.